You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
Good Monday morning to you and yours. Got my man Harry Douglas and Freddie coming together, part of ESPN Radio, doing the AM thing, also on the mighty ESPNU, ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. Keep those great tweets coming in. We love to see what you have to say on X at HDouglas83. That's Harry's handle, my handle at Coleman ESPN. And don't forget the phone number as well at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Harry, you live in a city where they have still never gotten over 28-3. Involving the Atlanta Falcons losing that Super Bowl that way to the New England Patriots. It's never easy to have a playoff run, much less trying to bounce back from losing in a Super Bowl. That's where we are with the Eagles on a different level, where they got that close, they were in that ball game, had a chance to beat Kansas City, and then they come up short because Patrick Mahomes is just Patrick Mahomes. This is how that goes. So when it has a chance to try to get it back and make it back there, I don't want to use the word disappointment, but it goes to show you that a lot of people are buying the Eagles, but not all the way in to say that, oh, yeah, they're going to get back there and they're going to win it once they do.
Because it's so difficult, Freddie. And the 10 years I played in the National Football League, I was able to have the number one seed, I believe, three or four times. Only played in one NFC championship game. And that year, I felt like it was the best chance for us to win a Super Bowl. And at the time, you're like, okay, man, all right, we lost in the NFC Championship game to the 49ers, but we're going to be back there next year. Well, we didn't even make the playoffs the following year.
Right.
So it's so difficult, and your team is so different year to year. Even if you do have some of the same key pieces, and which the Philadelphia Eagles do, but it is difficult because you've been there, you've tasted that success, and sometimes, you know, players can feel like, oh, it's going to happen regardless because we were there last year. Or we were able to overcome these deficits a season ago, so we're just automatically going to be able to do it this year. Sometimes that can creep in as well. I think here's what Philadelphia is different. When you look at the quarterback position, they have a natural-born leader.
Yes, they do.
And when I mean natural-born leader, I don't think we have many of them. He is one, though. You talk about a guy when adversity has hit, has overcome it every single time. It's the same guy when his coach is probably doing something, yelling something he shouldn't be doing. He's looking at his coach telling him to calm down. A guy that this team, not just offensively, but defensively and on special teams, they can count on to do the right thing, but also that can show up and show out and make the play to that propels them to victories. You look at the offensive line, the best in the National Football League still.
Mm-hmm, right.
You look at this wide receiver tandem and duo that they have with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. It's one of the best in the National Football League. You look at the quarterback position, Jalen Hurts is a guy that if he didn't get hurt two games at the end of the season and didn't play and you know, could have played in those games, I felt like he would have won the MVP. He's a guy that I just feel like can help this team overcome deficiencies. And that's how the Philadelphia Eagles paid him as well, right? I think now for Jalen Hurts, a lot of people may ask what's next because I don't think there are holes in this game because the will for him to get better every year as well. But I think the next step for him is to show us that he can do what a Patrick Mahomes does on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
Show us what Joe Burrow has been able to do. And I'm only going to mention those two guys because I feel like those are the only two guys, in my opinion, that has overcome obstacles and still been able to get their teams in certain situations. You look at Joe Burrow 2 years ago. This man got sacked 9 times in the playoff game versus the Tennessee Titans.
Yes, he did.
Didn't blink his eye one bit and was able to lead that team to a Super Bowl. We look at Patrick Mahomes, he lose Tyreek Hill. A lot of people thought they were going to fall off a cliff. He still finds ways to will his team to a victory and have them in the Super Bowl year in and year out just about. So for now, for Jalen Hurts, that's the next step for me. When things don't go right across the board, and if it happens on a consistent basis, can you consistently be that dude? That's the only question I can sit up here and say I have for Jalen Hurts. Well, I don't have any other one.
I'm with you on that one. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio and ESPNU, because Jalen Hurts, for the first time in a long time, is going to know what it's like to be the hunted.
Yep.
Because people still had their doubts about him going into last season. There, to your point, there is no doubt that he's the guy. He is that guy. Everybody looks at him and says, the unquestioned leader of our team is now Jalen Hurts. I don't have any doubt that he won't handle that, because he will handle that. He's going to be for the Eagles what we've seen Patrick Mahomes be for the Kansas City Chiefs. You mentioned Joe Burrow, Cincinnati. To me, the biggest obstacle was not the fact that he had to come back from a torn ACL, or the fact that he got sacked 9 times in a playoff game against Tennessee and won that game. The fact that he made the Bengals matter like this, that's the biggest obstacle that he's been able to overcome, because people said, dude, you're going to want out of there by the time your rookie contract is up. And he was steadfast, Harry. He said, I'm going to make this work here in Cincinnati. This is the team I grew up rooting for. I know what's here. I know what I can do here. I'm going to make it work. We're not talking about the Cincinnati Bengals the same way we used to, the hopeless, sad sack Bengals, because they're no longer the Bungles, because Joe Burrow has made them matter to that level that you look at that team and say, that's a legitimate threat to Kansas City. Philadelphia, that's a legitimate threat to Kansas City. And both of those quarterbacks, what they've had to deal with now being the guys on their teams, being legitimate guys on their teams, it's been fascinating to see that. But by getting so much so young and so much so early, that's why you're starting to hear, like, okay, the Eagles don't make it back. Is that a disappointment? If Cincinnati takes a step back, is that a disappointment? Because, Harry, we had those same conversations about Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills when they did not live up to the expectations that people had for them challenging Kansas City in the AFC.
Well, and I will say this. When Joe Burrow led that team to a Super Bowl, right, a lot of us, you know, following that season were saying, you know, well, okay, well, can he do it 2 years in a row?
Absolutely.
And then he was able to lead that team to an AFC championship game, especially after everything had started so rocky for them. I believe they went 2-3 to start the season in their first 5 games, but then they went on a heater. They went on a hell of a win streak.
Yes, they did.
And when you're looking at a guy like Joe Burrow, man, I was able to talk to their head trainer, Matt Summers. I know him very, very well. When I landed last week, I went to the hotel and seen him, and we were just talking about, you know, the demeanor of Joe Burrow. And he was like, man, Harry, the guy's just so cool, calm, and collected. Like, his demeanor never changes. And that's what you want in a franchise quarterback. That's what I see in Jalen Hurts. That's what I see in Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Now it's just for, you know, Jalen Hurts. That's the only thing I have for him. Take it to another level now. Because the way you got compensated, they're going to expect, if things go wrong offensively, if things go wrong defensively,
right?
If the coaching isn't in the manner that, you know, fans and people expect it to be, they expect you to be the savior. That's how they look at Patrick Mahomes. That's how they look at Joe Burrow.
So I'll ask this question, since you put all that out there in your infinite Louisville graduate knowledge that you put out there. Well done by you, number one, and well done by you, number two. Who's more likely to make it back to the Super Bowl? Based on the belief we have, both of us together, when it comes to Jalen Hurts being that guy in Philadelphia, and we know what kind of belief that we have in Patrick Mahomes, who's never played a playoff game in the AFC outside of his home stadium. Who's more likely to get back to the Super Bowl in 2024, and why, between the Chiefs and the Eagles?
Yeah, for me, I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's because
even in a loaded AFC, AFC.
But here's why. When you look at Patrick Mahomes, think about this. If someone doesn't jump off sides in his rookie season, he goes to the Super Bowl that year, right?
That is true. Yeah.
If his O-line isn't decimated, I'm not taking anything away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
But don't you think things might have been a little different if he had an offensive line blocking for him in that Super Bowl?
Oh, completely, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's 1 year he didn't win it.
Okay.
That would have gave him 3 Super Bowls. And who's to say what would have happened in his first season being a starter, where he threw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns? What would have happened in his rookie? I'm going to say his rookie season. It's his first year as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why discipline, when these young kids, they got to understand, when a coach say go touch the line, go touch the line, because it can come up in an AFC championship game and cost you a trip to the Super Bowl as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Meanwhile, Jawan in Ohio at 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Harry Douglas, he has an issue with what you had to say. Jawan in Ohio, what is your issue with something that Harry Douglas had to say?
What's up, Harry?
What's up, bud?
Oh, so you probably remember me from a couple weeks ago. Okay. We had this conversation. I begged the producer to let me get on. And I said, Josh Allen and Dak Prescott have the same exact numbers if you look it up. Yep. Now, Chris Carlin made a comment 2 weeks ago. This is why I got an issue with you. And they let you talk about it on with Mike Greenberg. And he said Buffalo going to miss the playoffs. He said Josh Allen ain't getting it done. And I heard you say you didn't disagree. Now, I've been telling you about this overrated Josh Allen dude. Now, everybody all of a sudden got a problem with Josh Allen. When I said I got criticized, I got dogged. Him and Dak Prescott are the same. Him and Dak Prescott are the same exact person. I don't care what nobody says. Just look at the numbers. He's not going to never get it done, period. I want to see what you got to say to that.
Well, I've been one of the people that's been most critical of Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Because of I was at that AFC Championship game in Kansas City, sitting in the stands now, when I watched him take unnecessary sacks, when I watched him not hit wide open receivers. Then you play Kansas City in a divisional round, and he was phenomenal. But Patrick Mahomes was on the other side. But I also watched him last year against Joe Burrow at home, in which before that game, he didn't lose a playoff home game. But I watched Joe Burrow consistently be the quarterback that you will probably want on your team. And I watched Josh Allen be the guy that you probably didn't want to be. So I've been critical of Josh Allen. So I haven't been one of those guys that will say A, B, C, D about Dak Prescott, but just think Josh Allen is hell in high waters. Because I'll say this, Josh Allen is a phenomenal quarterback, right? And he has some skills that I just don't think can be coached. When you
Absolutely.
Look at the arm talent and the arm strength and the ability and the will to do anything to try to get a win for his team. But also when it comes playoff time, you have to protect the football. You also have to understand it's okay to throw this football away and live the play another down. So that's some of the things I think that have hurt Josh Allen. Not necessarily, I would say, in the regular season, because they have a phenomenal regular season record year in and year out, but when it comes playoff time. So I have been critical of that. You don't have to be Superman all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can rely on other guys around you. But it's also the offensive coordinator's job, Ken Dorsey,
yep.
to help protect that quarterback.
Yeah. Because Brian Daboll did that when he's the offense coordinator in Buffalo.
Yep.
And that's something Ken Dorsey, I think getting Dalton Kincaid in the draft is really going to help Josh Allen. But I think Josh Allen and that team has to help each other out by not having him be the best running back in that football team. We'll see if Ken Dorsey can figure that out and still make sure that Josh Allen can be the elite quarterback that we've seen from that guy in the last 2 to 3 years. Which team do you have more faith in to get back to the Super Bowl? Is it the Eagles or is it the Chiefs? Let us know at 888-ESPN. 888-729-3776. We both believe in the magic of Patrick Mahomes. We think the Chiefs are more likely than the Eagles. Are we right or are we wrong? 888-729-3776. And we'll also talk about week zero in college football. And we're excited about that. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This is ESPN Radio.
We're going to let you know why zero is the magic number when it comes to college football that is 5 days away. He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Always appreciate you joining us here on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPN. You will do that in a couple of minutes. Why week zero is really good when it comes to college football, that is only 5 days away. But plenty of people want to weigh in. We both believe out of the Eagles and the Chiefs, the team more likely to make it back to the Super Bowl are going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. They kick off the NFL season 17 days from now against the Detroit Lions. But we want to hear from you. Are we right or are we wrong? At 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Speaking of Kansas City, that is the home of Paul. Paul, who's more likely to get back to the Super Bowl, the Eagles or the Chiefs, and why?
Unfortunately, it's the Eagles, and it's not even close. The reason I say that, well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. Secondly,
my pleasure.
Yeah, well, if you look at the NFC as a whole, who's dethroning the Eagles? You're going to flip a coin with the Giants, maybe? No. The 49ers with Brock Purdy at quarterback? No, that ain't going to happen either. And then, or the Cowboys. I don't trust Dak. When you look at the AFC, obviously I'm a Chiefs fan, but it's like a lot of these games that the Chiefs have won, I mean, have come down to the last minute coin. Like, it's like a coin flip. If it's not a push out of bounds by the Bengals last year, who knows what the heck happened? So it's a gauntlet in the AFC. And it's like, who do you think is going to beat the Eagles, like, realistically, in the playoffs out of the NFC? It's just not going to happen.
Paul, you're a Chiefs fan.
I know.
And you're saying that, like, well, Paul, you must really feel this. But let me say this to you, though.
Paul better move.
Don't be tone deaf to the fact that you have the best quarterback in the National Football League. Let me rephrase that. Don't be tone deaf that you have the best player in the National Football League paired up with the best coach in the National Football League. Like, one of the things that's big for me is consistency. And one of the things that I've seen from the Kansas City Chiefs the last 5 years is consistency. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the Philadelphia Eagles. But we've seen the Kansas City Chiefs do this year in and year out.
Absolutely.
And that can't be ignored, my man.
And by the way, when you have a special quarterback like that that's playing for history, that can be a great, great motivator. And Mahomes, he let it be known in the offseason, we're not just playing to try to get back to the Super Bowl. We're playing for a legacy. When you have a quarterback talking that way, don't think for 1 second that's not part of the rest of the organization when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. And he already has 3 appearances in the Super Bowl and 2 chips, and he's still not satisfied. Gauntlet could be damned in the AFC the way that Patrick Mahomes already let it be out there. We know you're coming for us, but don't think that we're not coming for you. Andy in Michigan, who's more likely to get back to the Super Bowl? Is it the Eagles or the Chiefs, and why?
Hey, guys. I think that the Chiefs are way more likely, and the Eagles are actually more likely to miss the playoffs than they are to make the Super Bowl.
Really?
And here's why. One, there's history, right, where the Super Bowl loser, right, just has a hard time getting back. And I think not enough people are given credit to just the hardships that the Eagles are going to have to go through. One, the division, or their division is tough. Two, last year they had one of the weaker schedules in the whole NFL. Three, they lost just a ton, and I think it's tough to come back from something like that. They lost both of their coordinators, which I don't know if enough people are talking about with consistency and whatnot. And two, they lost a lot of players, like especially on the defensive side. I'm a Lions fan, and so I think losing pieces like C.J. Gardner-Johnson and other pieces, it's just going to be tough for them to make it back when you're losing all of that, and then you got to play, you know, like I think they may have the hardest or at least second hardest division in all of football. So I think it's just going to be real tough for them to get back when you stack all that on top of each other. So I think the Super Bowl is out for them. And I could see a world where they go, let's call it, you know, 10-7 and don't make it back.
I am trying to really hold my laugh in, because when everybody, this is why y'all have to look at all the teams and everyone's schedule. You can't talk about the Philadelphia Eagles in their schedule and not talk about the Dallas Cowboys in their schedule and not talk about the New York Giants in their schedule. When I look at all those teams, neither one of those schedules are easy. So you can't say you feel like the Philadelphia Eagles are going to miss the playoffs and part of the reason be because of their schedule.
Yeah.
When the Dallas Cowboys have a tough schedule. When the New York Giants have, let me tell y'all about the New York Giants' first few games. Well, they got the Dallas Cowboys, Arizona, we're not worried about that. They have the San Francisco 49ers, Seattle, the Dolphins, and Buffalo.
All made the playoffs last year.
So when we talk about schedules, can we not just talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and their schedule? Can we talk about the Cowboys and the Giants' schedule too? Because all these teams are in the same division.
Yeah, the Eagles are they're the best in the NFC East. The only way they won't make the playoffs is they have a slew of injuries that would affect them, like the Baltimore Ravens, who still made the playoffs in a loaded AFC, something like that. They have an injury to their quarterback. Then I could see that happening. But even after losing both coordinators and players on the defensive side, they're still going to make the playoffs. They're that talented. They have enough of that motivation as well. The only way they won't make the playoffs would be if they have injury after injury after injury, especially the quarterback position. That's the only way I could see that that is not going to happen. Wayne in Los Angeles, let us know who is more likely to get back to the Super Bowl. Is it the Eagles or the Chiefs? And why at 888-729-3776.
Yes, indeed. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I just strongly believe that the Eagles are going to go back because I think their front four is just really awesome. I like them cats from Georgia. I really like that pass rush. I really think they're going to put some real pressure on a lot of quarterbacks' heads. And I wouldn't want to be on the other side of the offensive line with them cats coming at me. Now, what I wanted to say real quick about the 49ers, how come they just don't put Trey Lance on the practice squad? Because I think there is some value to this young man and build him up. Or would that take up a roster slide? I'm not really sure. I know playing Madden, you can put him on the practice squad. It doesn't bother. That's the only way I know, Harry. I know you're laughing. But that's the only way I know. You know what I'm saying? When you're playing Madden, you put him on the practice squad. You can do it the whole year. You know?
Wayne, let me ask you a question really quick, Wayne. Has anybody ever told you that you sound like Bruh Man from the Fifth Floor with four fingers holding up?
Man, every time I go, give me a sandwich.
I love it.
Yeah, hey, y'all have a great day, man.
You too, man.
Appreciate
great,
it.
Great,
so
great
I would say I would say this about Trey Lance in the practice squad. The only thing is that when you put a player on practice squad, anybody else in the National Football League can now say, hey, you know what? We want to take that playoff practice squad and put them on our roster.
Right.
And I don't think the 49ers want to be in a situation like that, especially when we're talking about a team over the last few years who've been through quarterbacks left and right because of, you know, the injury bug that they've had at that position.
Yeah. And the last thing you want people to realize, you put the third pick in the draft on the practice squad.
Exactly.
That could be one step of moving on from him if he's on the practice squad. And who knows when he'll be able to play when it comes to Trey Lance in San Francisco. Keep weighing in. Which team is going to make it back to the Super Bowl, in your opinion, out of the Eagles and the Chiefs, and why? Your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. Want to hear from YOU. More likely to make it back to the Super Bowl, the Eagles or the Chiefs, at 888-729-3776.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
So who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be to get back to the Super Bowl? Is it going to be the Chiefs or the Eagles more likely to do such a thing? with Harry Douglas getting his groove on. Just merely Freddie Coleman, presented by Progressive Insurance this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget about us on ESPNU. Before we get more to your calls at 888-729-3776 on who is more likely to get back to the Super Bowl involving the Eagles and the Chiefs, we're going to bring in a man that, what do you call Pat Costello? What's his nickname again, Harry?
Project Pat.
We got Project Pat in the building. He is a noted E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles fan. If they don't get back to the Super Bowl, how much of a disappointment or not disappointment, Pat, is it going to be for you?
It would be a pretty significant disappointment, given that their path through the NFC is much easier than the Chiefs is through the AFC. But I think if they don't at the very least make the championship game, then it's like a total failure. Panic. Not panic button, blow it up or anything. But, right. They got to at least get to a championship
game. Now, Pat, I got to ask you this, though. Are you factoring into the equation that the Philadelphia Eagles went to the Super Bowl, they lost it? The Philadelphia Phillies went to the World Series, they lost it. Wow. The collapse by the Philadelphia 76ers.
You're going deep dive here.
Was it the soccer team as well that went to the...
Yo, you ain't even watched the Union. Stop trying to be funny.
So does that... I'm not being real. Does that play a part in it?
You don't even watch the Union.
I was at the game.
One.
The championship game.
One.
Hey, Yates, that also lets you know that your boy on top of sports. Now, Pat, back to my question. Does that factor into the equation?
I mean, yeah, how could it not? Did you hear yourself? Did you hear that list? It's been like depression season in Philly. They can't win anything. But
well, apparently the depression has gone north of New York, because it'll be the summer of baseball. That hasn't happened for the Mets and Yankees either.
Harry, did you bring up the 76ers as well?
Yeah, he brought
them
up.
Oh, yeah, I said the collapse.
Yeah, Nuno
brought
them up.
And Embiid won't be there somewhere else?
Jeez.
Oh.
This is the same guy who's in the back talking about, I can't wait for Carl Anthony Towns to come to the Knicks.
That's a Knicks fan. I don't want
Fibbing.
The Philly soul wine. How about that?
One game you went to.
The Philly soul won a chip. One.
One.
No, he's saying the Philly soul won a chip.
Exactly.
Yeah, arena football.
Yeah, in arena football.
And hey, it's one. Pigskin,
that's that number right after zero and right before two. One.
Whole number?
Whole number. Prime number two. You're an idiot. Brett in Pennsylvania, save us from this at 888-729-3776. Brett, more likely to get back to the Super Bowl will it be the Eagles or the Chiefs, and why?
Hey, first I want to say thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate
you having a good morning.
You too.
I definitely agree with a lot of the things you guys are saying, but your man, Paul, that came on earlier, man, I'd love to know what some of these guys are smoking, because I definitely would partake if I could get my hands on. But just saying, man, for real, the Kansas City Chiefs definitely should never be discounted, especially with having Patrick Mahomes. But, man, to look at the Eagles and, you know, look at what they've got to go through in the NFC, you can't pre-plan from year to year, man, but I don't see how you can look at them and say that they have a harder schedule than what the Chiefs do. AFC is completely stacked. So, you know, taking out the factor of that stuff, I don't really see how you guys have said anything wrong. You know, Chiefs are definitely going to dominate if they get that opportunity, but NFC is looking a lot more open.
One of the things about what you just said about the NFC being open, here's something we have to remember. The NFC East has not had a back-to-back champion, Harry, in a long, long time.
Yeah.
It would not surprise anybody. Don't be surprised if a team like the Dallas Cowboys, only two games behind the Eagles last year, both of these two teams split in the regular season. The Eagles beat the Cowboys' backup quarterback, and the Cowboys beat the Eagles' backup quarterback.
Yep.
No one should be surprised if you see a different team. I think the Eagles are still making the playoffs. I still think they win in the division, but Harry, would not surprise you if the Cowboys win this division, because the NFC East has shown back-to-back is not part of their DNA in the NFC East.
Yeah, also, I will say this. Like, you look at the strength of schedule – based on ESPN analytics and their strength of schedule rankings, the Kansas City Chiefs are second on that list. Mm. So that's something we got to pay attention to. But I think the Kansas City Chiefs, year in and year out, I don't think their schedule is cupcake.
No.
And we also got to take into consideration a guy like Patrick Mahomes and company.
Yeah.
They've been able to do it year in and year out, with a lot of people talking about how much of a gauntlet the AFC conference has been over the last few years, right? So if I see a team that has consistently done it and been able to get through, that conference, it's no way in hell, Freddie, that I'm counting that team out. You won't make no meme out of me. Not when it comes to Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City. I won't allow you to make a meme out of me. Not anybody listening. Not anybody on social media. I'm the last person you're going to make a meme out of.
You're not going to be the Dominic Foxworth of Steph Curry? Because he talked about that Steph Curry wasn't going to win anymore, and they made the eyes, the whole thing. He said, yeah, I'm not doing that again. I'm not having an athlete come after me.
You ain't going to have me trending. Being a trending topic.
Allen, Georgia, team more likely to get back to the Super Bowl involving the Chiefs and the Eagles. Who is that team and why, Big Al?
Oh, most definitely, man. It got to be the Chiefs, man, to have a tougher role, man. If you get the top 10 teams to possibly win the Super Bowl, seven of them arguably coming out of the AFC. I mean, the Eagles, all we talk about in the NFC is Eagles, Cowboys, and 49ers. After that, it's a toss-up. We can talk about Buffalo, Kansas City. We talk about the Jets. My Jaguars are, a team to be reckoned with. I mean, the AFC is just stacked up, from top to bottom. I think the one of the things is I don't think the Chiefs are going to win the division. If we can if somehow they can go on the road, travel on the road to try to win a game, I think that'll be a more possible.
And we found us someone to make a meme out of.
definitely. Yeah. Their second game of the season is going to be a huge test. I'm looking forward to them coming to Jacksonville.
Okay.
We had them on the ropes last year, it's going to be a huge test for both teams. We can really see, where my Jaguars stack up against the top teams in the AFC. We also got, the Bills in London. We got the Bengals coming home. We even got Baltimore coming to Jacksonville. So,
hey, really quick, though, can I touch on that Jacksonville situation? Because I watched both of those games that they played against the Kansas City Chiefs last year. And here's something that I want a lot of people to pay attention to. When you play the Kansas City Chiefs, you don't have room for error because they have the best player in the National Football League and the best coach. And I felt both times that the Jacksonville Jaguars played Kansas City that they didn't take advantage of capitalize on opportunities. Mm-hmm. And when you're going against a team like Kansas City who has the quarterback and the coach that they do, if you don't capitalize on your opportunities, the game could be lost right there.
Right. You don't have to play perfect versus Kansas City, but you can allow opportunities to pass by. Because when they get their opportunities, they don't miss those. When you get yours, you can't miss yours. And you can't give away plays. I go back to the Bengals, that personal foul penalty. You go back to that. You really have – the little things always matter. Little things against a team like that where they can overcome their little things better than you can when you play Kansas City.
No, I agree.
Either way, we'll see. Keep weighing in. Getting a lot of great reaction to this. The team out of Kansas City and the Philadelphia Eagles, who is more likely to get back to the Super Bowl? We both agree that it's going to be Kansas City. Are we right? Are we wrong? 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. He's Harry Douggs. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This is ESPN Radio.
We're 5 days away from the college football season. Week zero happens this Saturday. But it's the NFL, and it's their world. We're all just living in it, and you keep proving it right here this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM and Channel 80, and don't forget about us on ESPNU. He is Harry Douglas. I am Freddie Coleman. We just threw it out there wondering, okay, we want a kind of reaction where we get between the Chiefs and the Eagles, who's more likely to get back to the Super Bowl, and you have delivered with your calls at 888-729-3776. Harry, explain to people why we both believe the Chiefs are more likely to get back to the Super Bowl than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I think consistency is everything, right? We talk about it. I hear coaches talk about it when they get up in their team meeting room. When you're at your job, you probably hear your boss talking about we have to be consistent. Well, one of the things that the Kansas City Chiefs have shown me the last 5 years is consistency. On top of having the best player in the National Football League, Patrick Mahomes, and also the best coach in Andy Reid. We talk about this gauntlet of the AFC, but it seems year in and year out, the Kansas City Chiefs are right there in the thick of everything because of the consistency, the quarterback and the coach, and then you have Kelce. So that's why until someone shows me differently, like the Cincinnati Bengals did 2 years ago, then I'm going to pick the Kansas City Chiefs until somebody else shows me differently.
Yeah, Freddie believes at Coleman ESPN and HDogs83 on the X, he says, Philly returns, but they're not going to win. No team that loses their first Super Bowl visit has ever returned to win one with the same head coach and quarterback. 0-38 since 1973. Freddie with the numbers backing himself up. Although Pat Gasol just giving the whole wave. That's an Eagles fan.
Who are they playing, though? Yeah. That's the question. If they're going to get back, in his opinion, who does he think they're going to lose to?
He didn't say. He just said Philly.
That's just the gambler's fallacy. Just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it can't happen.
Well, you know they have this thing. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Or in Pat's case, call 1-800-NO-EAGLES.
Did you guys notice the slick thing, though, what Harry did? He was like, if they get back, who are they losing to?
Exactly. Yeah, he didn't say they're going to win it. They say
you know, we ignore that. We just ignore Harry. Yeah,
like you said, 1-800-NO-EAGLES.
Well, I thought that's what the guy said. Like, they're going to get back, but they're not going to win it.
No, he said they're not going to win it.
That's what he said.
Harry was trampolining off of that more than anything else. Freddie's the one that got started. Great first name, by the way. Just put it out there. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who's more likely to get back to the Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Chiefs? Matt in Florida, who you got and why?
Hey, good morning, guys. First-time caller.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
I want to start off by saying I'm a huge Falcon fan, so Harry Douglas, I actually have one of your jerseys, a huge 2013 season for you.
That's what I'm talking about, Matt. Support is real, baby. Nice. Let's go.
It's nice that the Douglas family can call into the program. That's always good.
I'm a big Falcon fan. I love the receivers. You and Roddy White were my two favorites. 83 and 84 jerseys are hanging up.
Nice.
But as far as the talk today, I definitely do see what you guys are saying, but I have to side with the Eagles side. Just a couple factors. Everyone's talking about the AFC in general, but I do also believe that I think the Chiefs have the toughest division just as a whole, especially with the addition of Sean Payton going to the Broncos. You have Herbert with his huge extension. Raiders just, you know, revamping their team kind of in a way. I mean, just the division, not even the whole conference, is just a tough challenge for the Chiefs, and losing, like, the quote-unquote mastermind of their offense, Eric Bieniemy, going to Washington. I know Chiefs have, you know, kind of like, you know, I would say retooled very well with losing Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Matt, you keep digging that damn sinkhole that you're sinking in. I love you, and I'm glad you have my jersey. But, Matt, you keep digging that sinkhole all you want to.
The look on Harry's face is priceless. If anybody see those little rascals shorts, man, you like one of those little kids like,
Matt up there digging the biggest hole that for him to try to get out of, because one thing I know the Kansas City Chiefs aren't worried about is people in their division.
No,
because
they've won.
I can't remember how many times in a row, but they've
owned that division.
Is it seven? It may be more than that.
I think it's seven years in a row they won their division.
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I understand like the Chargers may have an easier schedule, but can we bank on the Chargers being healthy the entire season?
No.
That hasn't been the case the last few years.
No, not at all.
Also, they have some nuance, although I think Kellen Moore is going to be good for their offense.
Yeah.
We look at the Raiders. Please don't tell me that they're going to be anything, because they may have one of the worst records in the National Football League in 2023. And then the Denver Broncos, I think all that is based on Russell Wilson and how quickly he can become comfortable in Sean Payton's system.
And Sean Payton seemed to be the kind of guy that if you're that comfortable, he's the sheriff now.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that kind of
his
contract.
Way on the highway.
Absolutely. And that kind of stroke that they're going to pay more attention to him than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson does not raise his level to what everybody is.
But I got to do Matt a favor. Matt, if you send your jersey to the ESPN headquarters, or if you send your jersey to the ESPN office in New York at Pier 17, I will sign it and send it back for you, my man.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I would love that.
No, I got you.
Well, fantastic. Look at you, Harry Douglas, being a man of the people. Hey, well done. Yeah, no, hey, Matt, appreciate the phone call. Appreciate it, my man. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Zhao in Connecticut, more likely to get back to the Super Bowl. Is it the Eagles or the Chiefs? And why, Zhao?
I wouldn't put it past neither of it being a rematch, but if I had to put my money on who's more likely, I would just say Philadelphia. You guys are not wrong on why the Chiefs are likely to get back there, because they're the Chiefs, and they've been there before and done that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the other guys, you know, other teams getting better as well in the AFC. Lamar Jackson's coming back with some weapons. Joe Burrow's going to be better. Josh Allen got to tighten up a little bit. So it could take, like you said, like a missed penalty or a penalty call to change the game around. I'll put my money on the Chiefs, but just more likely, I would say the Eagles, because – just like every other quarterback I mentioned, Jalen Hurts has gotten better every other year as well. And we can't knock that. Even though he lost some pieces, he's also gotten better every year. And now it's time to put the money where his mouth is.
And here's the crazy thing. It's like we're kind of splitting hairs here, because when you look at the Eagles and the conference that they're in, but also what all they do. I know a lot of people talk about what they lost, but we got to think about what all they still have on their football team too. Mm-hmm. Now,
no doubt,
they have some productive. And I didn't even mention earlier Dallas Goedert at the tight end position. Like, that's another guy that I think that's going to have a bigger role on their team in 2023, more so than he did in 2022.
Yeah,
I just think when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, I've seen it done over and over again. I've seen it from the Eagles last year, although a few years back they won it, but that was a different head coach. That was Doug Peterson. And that was him with the backup quarterback and Nick Foles being able to win that Super Bowl.
Right.
I just think I'm seeing it on a more consistent basis with Kansas City, no matter who's in the AFC.
Yeah, doesn't matter to them. They've been able to steamroll people and play playoff games at home and not go on the road. One last one quick from Jesse in the hospital. Jesse, we hope you feel better soon and get better, my friend. Eagles, Chiefs, who's more likely to get back to the Super Bowl and why, Jesse?
I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all right now, I don't understand why everybody doesn't think that both teams aren't going to make it back. I mean, you know, who is it that's going to beat Philadelphia? I mean, okay, you got a point about Kansas City. I mean, they got Patrick Mahomes. I mean, of course. I mean, you know, you put Patrick Mahomes out there by himself, I mean, you know, he's going to beat most teams by himself. I mean, but I mean, you know, I don't understand why people don't give, you know, Philadelphia enough credit to get back themselves.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I don't understand why we can't have one hell of a rematch. I mean, that right there would make one hell of a rematch, because, you know, last year, I mean, you know, Philadelphia almost pulled off the upset and beat Kansas City.
No doubt about that. And you know what, Harry, I won't say that he's wrong. We could get a rematch.
He's not making a bad, but that's a valid point.
No doubt
Literally
about it.
Literally a valid
that.
Point.
No doubt about it. Chris Carr, Chris Kent, in for Greeny. Harry Dulles and I, glad you were part of our mornings, and thanks for making us part of your morning on the mighty ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80 and ESPNU.
This is ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.